Well, I don't know how much more of it I can stomach, but if you can stomach just a little bit more today, here's even more possible vaccine funny business. Sandy is a nurse at the University of Vermont Medical Center. Now, Sandy says that she has questioned at least three doctors about the huge amount of anomalies that they've encountered treating COVID patients. She says that she's seen at least five patients who, in her view, are 100% cases linked with the COVID vaccines. There's a young woman, a diabetic, for example, who was suddenly hospitalized with her first case of hyperglycemia in a decade. A man in his early 30s with cardiac issues out of nowhere. And then much weirder things. A 20-something with head-to-toe rashes like she's never seen before. A woman with circular rashes and bloated purple genitalia, not terribly unlike a female version of Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend. In Sandy's words, this isn't simply bad medicine. This is criminal. Now, just like our security guard from before, Sandy wants to blow the whistle, and we honor her bravery. Sandy, thank you so much for coming forward. We really appreciate it. We honor that.
Thank you, Stu. I think that right now the reason that I have decided to come forward is because there's a lot of talk in the media about vaccinating our children. And what I saw, and I want people to understand, when they talk about their doctors recommending the vaccine for them, they must understand that that nurses and doctors are governed by the CDC, just like in the military, a general gives orders and the people under them follow those directions. And nurses and doctors are so ingrained in this institution that they trust those institutions that are guiding them. And what I started seeing in January after the vaccines rolled out was so alarming. It was for the first time we started hearing things like we didn't know why they were being admitted. We didn't know what the diagnosis was. We didn't know what was causing these things. And to me, the people weren't even being asked if they were vaccinated. And you would have to kind of skirt around the whole issue to try to get that information from the patient, because for myself, it was like the elephant in the room. It was like, hello, like, could this be the vaccine? But if you even brought that to the attention of one of the doctors, and this might be like into the third day of we don't know what's going on and the labs are all out of whack. Like I said, just things we'd never seen before. If I actually went to the doctor and said, could this be the vaccine? You were just looked at like you were crazy. Like, it can't be the vaccine. The vaccine hasn't shown to cause any of these problems. And when I would say, but it's experimental, how do we know that it couldn't be the vaccine if we haven't had any studies done on the vaccine yet? And it was like one of those things that you weren't even allowed to talk about or even address. And so in talking with the woman in relationship to hypoglycemia, it was just kind of pushed, you know, to the side. And she was just there with this unusual severe headache and seizure. And it had to be caused by the hypoglycemia. We don't know. These were kind of the excuses we were getting.
So when you say that you don't think that this is just medical mistreatment, but you say that this is, that you believe that this is criminal, who is it that you're referring to that you believe is conducting criminal acts?
I believe it is the CDC. I believe that the CDC instructed our physicians to not look, that we are not allowed to look or to question people coming into the hospital in regards to the vaccine, because those are who instructed us. You know, when we open our emails every morning, those emails are coming directly down from the CDC.
And that part I totally understand. I guess my question is, these are medical providers. These are doctors. And what concerns me is that you, as a nurse, who, I mean, you are really the advocate for these patients. And when you, as a nurse, are going to a doctor and saying, could this be the vaccine? And the doctors are looking at you saying, you're nuts, or their eyes are saying that, and you're not allowed to ask a doctor about that. That's not the CDC doing that. That's these doctors doing that.
And I agree. You know, I feel if I can see these things happening, and it, because you can't even approach the patient to have that conversation with them. It's like I said, it's like one of those things you're not even allowed to mention. So I agree. If I can tell that something's wrong, and these are not normal cases, for the first time, they're not normal. And there's tons coming in the hospital, and to not actually be able to ask that question, I don't know where that comes from. And to me, it is criminal. It's criminal to not be, I've asked doctors, have you reported this to Bayer's? I mean, this is clearly something we should be reporting to Bayer's. And it's just, you know, well, there's no indication that this is caused by the vaccine. It's like, well, good grief. I mean, the vaccine is new. And so it's absolutely astounding what's happening in the hospitals.
And now we know, we've been told by this Harvard study that only 1% of actual vaccine adverse events are reported to the CDC monitored data collection website. And now we know why, or at least have a clearer picture, because doctors are refusing to report these as vaccine injuries or even acknowledge the fact that they could be vaccine injuries from what you're saying.
Absolutely. You know, the young male that I talked about, you know, he was like 33 years old. He came in with chest pain. He was in our ER for like 20 hours. They did a full cardiac workup on him. And he had three children, a one-year-old, a three-year-old, and a six-year-old. And he eventually was admitted. They ruled out everything cardiac, had no idea what was going on with him. But he had an elevated white count, which didn't correlate with something cardiac. But the thing that I feel was criminal is that in order for his young wife to come into the hospital to visit him, she was forced to get the vaccine. Now, here we have a male that I feel like, okay, he's been injured by this vaccine. They have three small children, and they're going to force his wife to get a vaccine so that she can come into the hospital to visit him. That's where I feel the criminality is we should know that this vaccine did not cause harm to him before insisting that his wife, who are responsible for three small children, to enter our hospital. That, to me, is the criminality, is for people not to speak up and say, could this be the vaccine? Because there was nothing else with this young man, and every one of his labs, he was in the ER for over 20 hours, CTs, MRIs, echocardiograms, every test that could be done, they could not figure out what was going on with this man. And if you were looking at the data that was coming out, it was a classic example of what was occurring with these vaccines. And that, to me, is unacceptable.
Which has been acknowledged by the FDA with a big, huge black box warning on these vaccine inserts, which is myocarditis. These things are causing serious issues. We reported earlier on today's program, teenage boys are suffering heart damage at six times the rate they would experience serious illness from COVID-19. I mean, I want to say that one more time. Teenage boys who have had this vaccine, ages 12 to 19, are suffering heart damage. Heart damage, that's serious. At six times the rate they experience serious illness from COVID-19. It's absolutely tragic. And then, you know, you talked about this, the swollen genitalia in a female, which is not unlike the male version of Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend or whoever that was that she said. And, you know, it's heroes like you that say, I don't really care about a job or a license. I mean, really, who's going to care about a job or a license when what you are seeing at minimum of just five, and you've asked at least three doctors about this, those numbers are going to be multiplied exponentially. Just wait until this antibody-dependent enhancement thing comes to fruition, which, by the way, Reuters and Newsweek and USA Today want to fact-check this program on, much like they wanted to fact-check the fact that, you know, doctors are mistreating patients. And now look, firsthand account of so many different people coming forward. These doctors are posting, in many cases, online how they are going to intend to mistreat unvaccinated people or people that choose not to wear masks. So if I choose to eat a double quarter pounder every day, am I supposed to just be exempt from any medical treatment? This is where we are today is seriously eye-popping. It's shocking. It's tragic. It's a travesty completely. I got about 30 seconds left, Sandy. Your final words.
Yeah, like I said, some of the rashes that we're seeing are things I've been a nurse for 30 years. I'm seeing things I have never witnessed as a nurse, even working in cancer. I'm seeing things that are just absolutely bizarre in the hospital. And again, it's just being overlooked that it's not even being, no questions are being asked, even did you get the vaccine? Yeah. You know, it's something you got to kind of skirt around and ask yourself. So. It's alarming.
And nobody cares to investigate any of it, which is the most alarming part. Sandy, thank you so much. God bless you for coming forward. We really appreciate it. You're a true hero. And that is the definition of hero. You probably could have saved more lives during this interview than maybe, you ever would in the hospital setting. So we certainly appreciate your work there and here. Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial right now. Retailers have canceled MyPillow, and to thank you for your support, I'm gonna pass the savings directly on to you. Go to MyPillow.com right now to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. For example, you can get my premium MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now just $29.98, the lowest price ever.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, this-